Did you think this? Think this? It was going to come as the season played out. Did you think you'd get another chance to start?
I wasn't sure. You know, I just, like I told you guys about a week ago, I'm just going in every day trying to get better, find ways to get better, and you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, I can't. You know, that type of deal can, you know, kind of mess with you. You just keep on thinking. You know, what if this happens? You know, just work on your craft.
Are you excited about the opportunity? You played pretty well against Denver last time.
I'm very excited to play with my teammates, get on the field with my teammates. I'm very excited about that.
Alan just said that going with you is the better chance to win, to have that confidence after everything that's happened this season. Does that give you some confidence going in?
You know, I believe I always play with confidence. You know, I don't really need it's big, you know, to have your head coach say that. I go in every day, you know. I have confidence in my teammates and confidence in myself. So I know we can get it done, and we get it done together.
Did you learn anything sitting out these weeks, and like what sort of things do you learn by watching that maybe you don't get to?
Just keep on just understanding, you know, the understanding of the quarterback position. You know, you can always get the mind and mental part down, you know, and keep on focusing on that and studying the game and understanding, keep going through your progressions, you know, and a lot of things don't change. So just keep on doing those type of things and get the mental part better.
Terrell, do you think that you sent out a Twitter last night regarding the comments that your agent had made mm-hmm. about putting you in a position to fail.
Yeah.
Do you think did it put you in an awkward position? Do you feel are you in an awkward position right now with Dennis Allen? And what's your whole take on how and why that happened?
No, it's not very. At first, it was awkward, you know, because you know that's my head coach, you know, and it kind of sounds like you know it's coming from a person that you deal with, you know, because so you know that's how it became a little awkward, you know. But me and Coach Allen talked and. He understands what went on, and we're on the same page with that. So that's all I got for that.
Do you disagree with Jerome's comments?
I'm very happy that Coach Allen gave me this opportunity. You know, I know for a fact the man and coach that Coach Allen is. You know, he wouldn't do that. Doesn't even cross my mind. You know, if that possibility. You know, so. I know he wants to win. You know, he talks about winning, and we have a good game plan. So we're going in to try to beat the Denver Broncos.
Have you talked to Jerome since he made those comments?
Talked to him briefly. Don't really want to touch on the topics and what the conversation was about, but we spoke.
The Broncos much different now than they were when you faced them the first time?
No, not really, because Von Miller is out. Mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't play the first game, so I believe Champ's going in and out of the slot in the nickel package. We just got to play perfect game. You know, we just got to move the ball. Time's possessions are huge, not turn the ball over. So playing against the best quarterback in the league and league history almost, you know, pretty sure. So just got to control the ball and take advantage.
Well, Alan was saying that his evaluation of Matt is now over. Is it easy to get past everything that's happened going to such a big game for Sunday against the Broncos? And just, you have everyone back, it seems like. I mean, to not look back and start this game off fresh as the starter, as you did in the beginning of the season, and not look at the up and down season of the back and forth between.
That's a good question. I guess you just gotta just how go about it. It's just we had a very, very solid practice today. I thought the guys were focused, and I just think we gotta lean on each other. You know, and it's gonna be a thing of, you know, it's gonna be a deal where we need to all understand, you know, that we have to respect the ball. We have to, you know, convert on third downs. You know, our defense is pretty good, so we have to have a total team game. You know, and offensively, we have to be very sharp. So that starts with me getting out of the huddle and commanding and getting the guys in the spots they got to be, and throwing the ball back. So that starts with me, and The rest is just going to be us, you know. We have to do this together. So,
what's it like to look around and for the, obviously different than the last time you were out there. This is the first time you've had all 53 guys at a practice. Was today,
really?
To see everybody on the team available.
That's I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. It's you know, this is a very physical game, so.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime, every single player, you know, is out there that's on the 53-man roster, that's a phenomenal thing. You know, you get to be with your teammates and work with your teammates and know that everyone's working their hardest.
Mm-hmm.
So, glad to hear that.
I mean, a lot of people have said in the last few weeks, or outside the Raiders have watched and said, man, you know, prior, at least he can get, hopefully he can get a chance with, like, all the offensive linebacks. Where did you look? Are you looking at that now and saying, "Wow, I got a shot with my first team line," or are you pretty much looking at, you know, you trusted the guys you were with anyway? So
I mean, like I said before, you know, are we happy we got Jared? You know, Jared's been a big help. You know, I mean, some guys were out of position. You know,
mm-hmm.
Khalif's doing a great job. He's going down. He went down to left guard. You know, anytime you get on the field in general, you know, it's exciting. So it's exciting to be on the field with those guys, and I look forward to playing with those guys on Sunday.
Did you feel in sync during this practice, and are you at all concerned about rust in the early going of the game, just because you haven't kind of been in the flow that you were early in the year?
Yeah, that's kind of different, you know. And you just got to jump back in and just be very focused on the play that's called, you know, and try and commit to that one play and keep doing it. On and on, whatever play, however amount it comes to, 60, 65, you know, 70, whatever the play count is, just commit to that one play, and we got to get to the next play, good or bad.
You've always said that you, you know, study a lot of film throughout the season. Have you begun that, looking at Denver, film, watching them?
Yeah.
Does it help playing a team that you've already played this year, that you're at least a little bit familiar with them? You know, like, if you have to insert in for one game, at least you have a pretty good grasp of what they do defensively.
Yes, absolutely. You play the team once, you know, and you kind of understand the guys and the matchups, so it definitely helps.
Terrell, you didn't get a chance to play with Andre Holmes very much, and he's really come on the last few weeks. How excited are you to get out there and play with Andre?
He's a very big target. We have a good matchup over there, you know, Cromartie and the other guys. So it's definitely going to be, you know, fun to play with a guy of his size and his speed. And I mean, all of our guys are pretty good, you know, so we just got to get the ball in their – I got to get the ball in their hands, and, you know, we'll do this together. Faith in
it. Do you think it's a big deal in the locker room, going with quarterback changes that you guys have gone through this year? Are you able to keep it pretty even keel in there? What's been your sense of the guys around you?
I think you got to be even keel, you know, because, you know, when I went down, I got hurt, and then Matt jumped in, you know, and he played very well. So I just think that's why it's called professional football, you know, you gotta be a pro at that type of thing, you know, whatever's going on, you fit to it. So I think the guys are doing a great job in the locker room.
Last one for Terrell, I guess. We good? All right.
Hey, thank you.